Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Serena, written by Ellen Alpston and read by Anna Cripper. He is dead. My beloved husband, the mighty Tsar of all the Russias, has died. And just in time. Moments before death came for him, Peter called for a quill and paper to be brought to him in his bedchamber in the Winter Palace. My heart almost stalled. He had not forgotten. He was going to drag me down with him. When he lost consciousness for the last time and the darkness drew him closer to its heart, the quill slipped from his fingers. Black ink spattered the soiled sheets. Time held its breath. What had the Tsar wanted to settle with that last effort of his tremendous spirit? I knew the answer. The candles in the tall candelabra filled the room with a heavy scent and an unsteady light. Their glow made shadows reel and brought the woven figures on the Flemish tapestries to life, their coarse features showing pain and disbelief. The voices of the people who'd stood outside the door all night were drowned out by the February wind, rattling furiously at the shutters. Time spread slowly, like oil on water. Peter had imprinted himself on our souls like his signet ring in hot wax. It seemed impossible that the world hadn't careened to a halt at his passing. My husband, the greatest will ever to impose itself on Russia, had been more than our ruler. He had been our fate. He was still mine. The doctors Blumentrost, Paulson, and Horn stood silently around Peter's bed, staring at him, browbeaten. 5 kopecks worth of medicine given early enough could have saved him. Thank God for the quack's lack of good sense. Without looking, I could feel Feofan Prokopovich, Archbishop of Novgorod, and Alexander Menshikov watching me. Prokopovich had made the Tsar's will eternal, and Peter had much to thank him for. Menshikov, on the other hand, owed his fortune and influence entirely to Peter. What was it he had said when someone tried to blacken Alexander Danilovich's name to him by referring to his murky business dealings? Menshikov is always Menshikov, in all that he does. That had put an end to that. Dr. Paulson had closed the Tsar's eyes and crossed his hands on his chest, but he hadn't removed the scroll, Peter's last will and testament, from his grasp. Those hands, which were always too dainty for the tall, powerful body, had grown still, helpless. Just 2 weeks earlier, he had plunged those very hands into my hair, winding it round his fingers, inhaling the scent of rosewater and sandalwood.